Hey Daniel, guess what? Bay Systems just released their 2025 half-year results, and it looks like they're really making waves in Lancashire.
Oh, interesting. What are the key highlights?
Well, they've employed around 12,000 people at their Wharton and Samlesbury sites, and are seeing significant success in their combat air business there.
Wow, that is so cool. What exactly are they doing in the region?
Their air sector workforce in Lancashire is providing vital frontline combat air capabilities to UK and international customers.
I see. Are there any specific projects they're working on?
Yes, they're providing around-the-clock support to the Royal Air Force Typhoon fleets.
Right, and what about future projects?
They're leading the UK's industrial contribution to the Global Combat Air Programme to deliver a next-generation combat aircraft.
That's pretty impressive. What does the CEO have to say about this performance?
Charles Woodburn, Bay Systems' chief executive, mentioned that they've delivered a strong operational and financial performance in the first half of the year.
What does he mean by mission-critical capabilities?
He said they're delivering these capabilities to armed forces around the world and investing in people, technologies, and facilities.
Right, and how are the financials looking?
Their sales increased by 11% to £14,621 million, from £13,399 million in the same period last year.
That's a solid growth. What about earnings?
Underlying earnings before interest and tax rose 13% to £1,550 million, from £1,393 million.
And the underlying earnings per share?
They increased by 12% to 34.7 pence from 31.4 pence.
That's quite a big jump. What about their order intake?
They secured £13.2 billion in orders, which is a decrease from £15.1 billion in the previous period.
A decrease, that's interesting. What about their order backlog?
The order backlog stands at £75.4 billion, down from £77.8 billion.
So they're still holding onto a significant amount of work.
Exactly, and they've managed to maintain their operating profit, which increased slightly to £1,327 million from £1,296 million.
That's a good sign. What about their EPS based on IFRS?
It rose to 32.3 pence from 31.4 pence, showing a 3% increase.
And the dividend per share?
They increased the dividend by 9% to 13.5 pence from 12.4 pence.
That's a healthy return for shareholders. What other initiatives have they launched?
They secured £1 billion further funding for the UK assessment phase of the next generation combat aircraft.
Wow, that's a major investment. What else?
They unveiled the design of the UK's combat air flying demonstrator, with two-thirds of its structural weight now in manufacturing.
That's progress. What about partnerships?
They launched Eduing, a new joint venture with international partners in Italy and Japan, to design and develop the next generation combat aircraft under GCAP.
That's a strategic move. What about testing and trials?
They've commenced flight trials on the new Typhoon radar, ECRS Mk2, for the Royal Air Force from their Wharton facility.
That's a big step. What about innovation in unmanned systems?
They partnered on the launch of a precision munition from a modified MAL T-150 multirotor UAS, which successfully destroyed both air and ground targets during trials in the US.
Wow, that's a major breakthrough. How is the UAS being used in the Royal Navy?
The Royal Navy has deployed a fleet of MALO T-150 UAS on the UK carrier Strike Group to transport vital supplies between ships during their Indo-Pacific deployment.
That's pretty innovative. What about their workforce in Lancashire?
They've recruited 590 people to work at their Wharton and Samlesbury sites.
That's great news for the local economy. And what about their community investment?
They've committed to investing more than £570,000 into the community.
That's a solid contribution. It looks like Bay Systems is really making an impact in the Northwest.
Absolutely, with the support they're providing to the Royal Air Force and their investment in new technologies, They're definitely a key player in the aerospace industry.
Yeah, and their financial performance shows that their efforts are paying off.
Definitely. It will be interesting to see how their projects develop in the coming months.
Agreed. Thanks for the update, Emma.
You're welcome, Daniel. That's all for now.